Gene, it's Tim Carter. Thanks a ton for calling WGRR. Good morning, Gene. How are you?
Okay, and you, Tim?
I'm doing just great. Thanks. You've got the patience of Job. I'll tell you that.
Okay, Tim, I don't know what the green stuff is that appears on the fence and on the siding of my house, but I know it needs to be power washed. Is there any best time of the year to do it, or it doesn't matter?
Well, the green stuff is probably algae. It's just a real light film of green.
Yes.
And what's the siding on your home? What's it made of? Do you know?
Vinyl.
Vinyl, okay. Now, when you say pressure wash, that just sends a shudder through my body.
I just see advertisements, so I don't know.
I'm not a big fan of pressure washers around homes. Now, I do have one, and I just used my power washer last weekend, but here's what I used it on. I when I built my own home, I installed. Well, my wife made me install it. I mean, she and I love her. Don't get me wrong. These huge brick patios out of special paving brick that's extremely dense, and I actually put the mortar between it. You know that I squeezed in with this special grout bag, and I'll bet you that the mortar between the brick, because I know how much cement I put in it to make it flow, would probably test out at about 12,000 psi. So I know I can confidently clean my brick with a pressure washer and not harm the brick or the mortar, but I would never aim a pressure washer at a wood surface. I'd be terrified of aiming a pressure washer at vinyl siding because of how it can get back through, where the joints lap.
Yeah.
And so what I would do, it's so easy to clean that algae off. Number one, you can actually do most of it with just regular soap and water. If you just take some liquid dish soap like Dawn or Joy, mix it in a bucket like you're going to wash your car, and just go out there and just do a little test area. I know it sounds crazy. Just do a little test area with a sponge or a brush, and it's going to come right off.
I see.
All right. Okay, now, that's granted, it's not the easiest way to do it, but it's the safest way. Another product that you can use is oxygen bleach. It's a powder that you mix with water, and you can spray it on with one of those hand-pump garden sprayers. That may be a little easier. And often that will, on its own, will clean it, but you'll get much better results after you spray it on. You then do follow it up with a little bit of soap and water.
Mm-hmm.
And if you go to a... Do you have a place near your home that sells recreational vehicles? You know, those RVs that people drive around?
Yes.
Okay. If you go there to where they sell those things, they have a parts department or accessory department. They sell these very cool brushes that are about 16 inches long, about 4 inches wide, with the bristles about 3 inches long. And they're kind of neat bristles. They're soft enough that they won't scratch the paint on the RV, but they're stiff enough that they'll clean dirt off an RV.
Okay.
And you can buy a pole, you know, the screw-in pole, and you can sit there. You know how you see the old movies where the guys put the billboard signs up, you know, with those sticks, and they're putting the paste up and folding the paper out? And actually, that's what it's like. I mean, you can just use that to clean your house.
Uh-huh.
And the fence, of course, is easy. I mean, that's down on the ground.
Okay.
So you may want to try that.
Now, what if I pay someone to do this?
Well, that's fine, but I just, like I said, I'd be really careful about pressure washers. I'm just, I can show you what they've done to wood surfaces, and it just make the hair curl on the back of your head.
Oh.
I mean, because what they do is that the pressure actually will dig out what we call the soft spring wood. That's the light-colored grain wood.
Right.
It's the wood that grows in the springtime from, like, March or February until about June. And then what happens in June, the trees start to harden off. And they actually continue to grow, and that's that dark ring of wood that's in wood. We call that the summer growth. And that's very hard. I mean, that's why it's hard to sand a piece of wood sometimes when you're hitting that summer grain.
Right.
All right?
Okay, and you said oxygen bleach.
Oxygen bleach, yeah. You can go to oxygenbleach.com. I've got a phone number if you want to write it down.
Okay.
888-537-8833.
Okay.
Anything else?
No, that's it. Thank you very much.
Thanks for calling Ask the Builder.
Bye-bye.
All right. See you later.